Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The Israeli military says it struck the central headquarters of Hezbollah in Beirut, a series of explosions Friday evening that killed at least two people and wounded dozens were the most powerful yet seen in the Lebanese capital during the past year, leveling multiple buildings and sending up a massive billowing cloud of smoke. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he came to the UN to defend Israel's right to strike Lebanon and Gaza against Israel's critics.
I didn't intend to come here this year. My country is at war, fighting for its life. But after I heard the lies and slanders leveled at my country by many of the speakers at this podium, I decided to come here and set the record straight.
Three major Israeli TV channels said Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was the target of Israel strikes in Beirut. In a statement, the UN Undersecretary General for Peace Operations, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, says there is grave danger if the attacks between Israel and Hezbollah continue to escalate.
Hell is breaking loose in Lebanon, and we should all be alarmed by the escalation. Both the Lebanese and Israeli populations are in extreme danger, with hundreds dead and thousands injured in recent days alone. Regional security and stability is at risk.
Lebanese officials say the Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon have killed more than 700 people this week alone. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday continued his push for more support in the war with Russia from U.S. leaders by speaking with Republican presidential candidate and former U.S. President Donald Trump just a day after meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodonga Suara.
Zelensky admitted he cannot win against Russia before the U.S. presidential election in November.
We understand that after November we have to decide, and we hope that the strength of the United States will be very strong, and we count on it. That's why I decided to meet with both candidates with all honor to them.
Zelensky met with Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, in Washington Thursday.
I will continue to stand with Ukraine, and I will work to ensure Ukraine prevails in this war.
Without mentioning names, Harris criticized Trump, who often boasts of his relations with Putin. Patsy Wodonga-Suara, VOA News.
An outspoken veteran politician is set to become Japan's next prime minister. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea.
Though unpopular with many of his colleagues, Shigeru Ueshiba secured enough of their support. The ex-defense minister won Friday's ruling party leadership race, assuring he'll become Japan's next prime minister. At stake was the legacy of the late Shinzo Abe, who pushed for a more assertive Japan. His party hopes Ueshiba will have more appeal than outgoing Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Kishida was well-respected abroad. But at home, he faced several political scandals and the inability to reverse Japan's slowing economy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has reached at least 40 people across four states. Helene has left an enormous path of destruction across Florida and the entire southeastern United States. The Category 4 hurricane made landfall Thursday in Florida, snapping trees like twigs, tearing apart homes and sending rescue crews on desperate and dangerous missions to save people from floodwaters. The damage extended hundreds of miles to the north. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee. She walked a scrubby stretch of fence line near Douglas, Arizona, and chatted with local Border Patrol leaders. She says she'll call for further tightening of asylum restrictions, moving beyond President Joe Biden's policy. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and his fellow Republicans are pounding her relentlessly over the Biden administration's record on migration. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.